Okay, so we are having a look at Jane's photograph. Jane, tell us about the photograph.
Okay, so it's of Willa Jacker and her castle that's on the outskirts of the piazza on the wall. So it's looking into the piazza.
And what did you want to convey with this photo?
This was for question 7. Anything you notice about the particular way in which you use the space? And I don't particularly use the space at all. I always walk around the piazza. I never walk through the center. And there's benches also on by that wall. So if I'm in that space, I'm usually sat on the other side.
On the other side?
On
at the
side.
Yeah. Oh, you avoid those benches?
Yeah, in the circle, in the center. I don't use that area.
Does anybody like to go and sit at those benches?
If I have to, like if I'm doing, if I'm on the phone and I'm walking through and I get a phone call, I have to send a message, then I'll sit there. Or if I'm waiting for someone, but it's not to sit there for an hour, it's just like a quick 10-minute thing. Sit down, get what you're doing, and then leave.
Which benches were these? Sorry.
They are quite close to the entrance to the food court, sort of just outside there. The food court is in that area in the upper left, and then just in front of us, the benches are in the corner.
Yeah. People were sitting there, but it was just dirty.
It was a bit dirty. So were there seats available?
A couple. We went for us and there was that.
You didn't want to touch it.
Because also like a lot of smoke. Sit on the table, have a cigarette.
So if you're not a smoker, it's not really the ideal place because of the smell.
Even if you are a smoker, about being tea. Like don't ash all over like one place, certain place to do it.
Okay.
If you walk there, you can see it's just not.
So do you think a non-smoker would associate that area with smokers and get a particular mental image of smokers? And does it bother people who are smokers and who are not?
Well, for me, I think, like, I find it weird that it's, like, a food eat. It's an area where you're supposed to, like, have food and everything. So for me, I hate, like, the smell of smoke when I eat it. Like, it just changes the taste and everything. So I find it weird, like, being able to find. There's also non-smoking signs, but people still smoke there. So it's really strange.
And the smokers are always playing cards as well. That area, so they have cards playing.
And music. I walked past a group of guys and they had a speaker playing music.
I think that whole bench set up, like, to me, it's like the lazy people. Like, I know that's so bad. It's so stereotypical, but it's like these.
They were in trance.
They always sit there and chill and smoke and play cards and just not go class.
They're probably not going to go over the Chancellor's Award at the end of their degree. Is that what you assume about them?
Yeah. I mean, we could be wrong, but I mean, they're always people. Always.
Yeah.
And it's usually the same crowd. It is the same crowd of people, I believe.
It's true what you say, because what I noticed with that, like as a first timer, when you see groups of people together, and especially because I also sort of work at a different college, well, smaller, much smaller than this college, and I always associate, you know, like you said, with, you know, smoking, hardly, blah, 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 not doing work. But I noticed on the inside, when you take a closer look, like a lot of those groups, I was quite impressed with the way they were collaborating and actually working, and there was this big division between the people inside in groups that looked like they were socializing but they were actually working, and then outside they were just definitely not. It was just junk food, smoking, stuff, I don't know. Not interested in work.
Jay, what do you particularly dislike about the piazza?
I just feel it's not a very clean place. It's quite dirty and there's a lot of smells and there's a lot of smoke. And also the dustbins as well. One of them was overflowing and there was rubbish around it on the floor. So it's not very clean.
And you say that you don't usually go there, so this is like your view is from outside.
From passing it.
Has it always been like that since you started at Tuck?
I think I maybe used it for the first few weeks in first year, but otherwise since then I usually avoid it.
And tell me, has there been any change since first year up until now in the piazza itself?
Not that I've particularly noticed. It's always busy, it's always people there, so
okay.
It's just me.
Anybody else like to ask Jane a question or comment on the photo?
I think it's quite nice in the background that you can see all the people. Like you can see some people walking through, other people in the corner congregated, some people around the outside sitting. So I think from this view you can see the use of the space quite nicely.
So there are very different ways in which people engage with the space. They're either sitting at benches, smoking, playing cards, socializing, or they are doing work, smoking and playing cards and socializing at the same time, or they are walking around the piazza, or there are many people sitting in the amphitheater area.
Not too many in our way. The sun was out, so there's no shade there, so maybe that's why.
Why do you think not many people sit there? Because of the sun.
Yeah, I don't
think there's no shade.
The sun, yeah.
And it's sort of like an awkward area to sit on. Like you'd sit there if you're watching something, which then makes sense. But if you're with a group of friends, you wouldn't say, oh, let's go sit on the empty stairs. Because you all in a line, do you know what I mean? So you don't like have a, as if you're sitting on a bench, you're like a circle.
I want to just say what I really like about this photo, it's like, not a symbolism or whatever, but I like the way that when nature discards something, it's still pretty in a way, but that is in, like, it's quite a stark comparison to where, when humans discard, like, takeaway boxes. To me, that, like, represents the complete, the very ugly part of it, and this represents the very sort of pretty aspects of it. I don't know.
Does that perhaps have anything to, does it connect with anything you were thinking about when you took the photo?
I think the jacaranda leaves look nice.
You must have been very close to these leaves at the time when you were taking the photo.
Yeah.
What did they smell like?
I'm not sure how to describe it. I could smell the scent of it though.
Is it a pleasant scent?
Yes, in contrast with the other smells in the piazza, it's a nicer smell.
Does anybody associate jacaranda leaves with something unpleasant?
It's orange. Because, like, I'm sure everyone has done it, if jacaranda is on the floor and you're walking barefoot, and sometimes that bee is in the flower, and I've stepped on it and then got stuck. So I'm going to walk barefoot.
I don't know if it's an age-related thing, but it reminds me of academia. There's kind of something very academic. Maybe it's the whole belief that if a jacaranda falls in your head, you'll pass the exam. So there's definitely a sense of institutionalized academia that I associate with jacaranda.
And also perhaps, I shouldn't be commenting, I suppose, but the end of the year. They're always in bloom in October. And you're thinking already, just need to get through this last little bit of studying, and then it's going to be over. And they started quite early this year. Can you just stop it again and create